Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, they were back in pads today in West Virginia at camp, and it was a day that was going fine until C.J. Gardner-Johnson happened, and nobody better to have than our guy, Sean Pendergast, who is giving us and joining us for his practice report live from West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingly. Sean, what was the situation? What everything you saw out there? How that? I know you guys were just getting off of air at the the crosstalk when everything happened with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. From your vantage point, what all occurred for our listeners who maybe haven't heard the details of what happened there?
Okay, I'll give you my exact vantage point. Seth and I were finishing up the show. We had literally just finished talking to Cal McNair and Hannah McNair for like 20 minutes on the show. Awesome conversation. Everybody's laughing. We're having a great time. We go to break, and we went a little late when we were going to come back from break. We were going to do crosstalk right then and there with Reggie and John. And literally as we're finishing up the interview and putting our headsets down, we've noticed that it's totally silent, and literally every player on the practice field, and the practice field was one field over from us, so it's a little far away. Everybody's on a knee. The whole place is silent, and we're like, what's going on? And one of the Texans PR staffers said, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is down. And it went on for a good 5 minutes or so after that where everybody was down. They got him on a cart. I didn't get to see the play, but you guys have seen the reports. Reportedly, he was covering John Mechie on a pass play and was kind of reaching to tackle him, and just, you know, something went wrong on his leg. We don't know what the injury is yet. But I was still at the table we were doing the show from, because I'm literally giving a play-by-play to John and Reggie almost of the cart going over to the Performance Center. When the cart got out in front of the Performance Center, which is just this huge building that butts up next to the field. That's where all the workout rooms and meeting rooms and everything are in there. The part that was the most harrowing to me was CJ needed help getting off the cart, and then he needed two Texans training staff members to help him walk into the building. Like, he couldn't put any weight on the leg. He had an arm draped over the shoulder of two different people helping him in. So the optics of it were just... we're really, really bad. I don't know any other way to put it.
Sean, so what is that? I mean, obviously, it's more than likely an injury. It's going to cost him some significant time, if not the season. What does that mean for the Texans? I know you spent some time thinking through, obviously, how do they respond to this? Who takes a spot? What does the defense look like without C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Yeah, well, there's nobody on the street that you're going to get who's as good as C.J. Gardner-Johnson. There'll probably be a body coming in, I would guess. I think what makes this interesting now, guys, the most interesting wrinkle to this, I think there's two interesting wrinkles. One is Jimmy Ward, you know, and obviously he's got injuries and a legal issue he's dealing with right now. From what I remember, his court date is next week, and it seems like he's optimistic and his lawyer is optimistic that they're going to get vindication from this. D'Amico answering questions about Jimmy Ward seemed to indicate to me that he believes Jimmy Ward when he talks about he knows what type of guy Jimmy Ward is. And Jimmy Ward is around the team. I mean, he was out of practice last week working out off to the side, riding a cart with five of his teammates back to the building. So he's around the team the way a normal injured player would be around the team. So it may be that Jimmy Ward's injury situation could be a bigger obstacle than his legal situation by the time this time next week rolls around. Who knows? So that's an interesting name. And then the other one I'm thinking about, too, is Jalen Petrie, who seems to have found a home in that slot corner, hybrid linebacker sort of thing, but he came into the league as a safety. Is Jalen, and Jalen Petrie, you know, he's better in this role he's in now than he is playing safety, but is he better at safety than the other options they have on the team right now, like MJ Stewart? You know, Jalen Reed's hurt right now, which is too bad. He was having a good camp. Russ Yeast, you know, there's no way of you know, there's no two ways about it. There's a big drop-off after C.J. Gardner-Johnson to whoever the next guy is.
Yeah, Sean Pendergast joins us live with his practice report live in West Virginia. Sean, if we move past that, by the way, just judging by reports, I don't know what it was like when you were there. It seemed like it was hard to get practice back rolling again, and maybe it never got the same level of intensity that it had before. It seemed like, hell, I just saw people just stop even tweeting what was happening. It just seemed like it really calmed things down.
Yeah, CJ into the performance center, D'Amico gathered the team around for a good 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
And I don't know what exactly was said. Obviously, you know, they were up in the bleachers. They're way off in the middle of the field, but they got into a, you know, gigantic 90-man huddle as a team to talk for a good 5 minutes after the injury. It definitely wasn't one of these things where they scraped the guy up off the field and they're practically, you know, stepping over him to get the next play going. It wasn't anything nearly like that. It was clearly something that, in some way, it affected the team enough for D'Amico to feel like he needed to gather the team up. As far as the practice after that, I thought it was, you know, if I had just walked in to practice after that, not knowing C.J. Gardner-Johnson got hurt, it felt like a normal practice to me after that. I may have taken the starch out of some of the folks who were tweeting, and it took the starch out of it for me, for sure. It was a phenomenal week up there in West Virginia. I think both for all of us at the station and covering it up there, and for the Texans, they've had a really good week of practice. So it's a big-time bummer to end the week on that note, for sure.
Sean, overall, I haven't heard your response, your 30,000-foot view to practice today. Who won? Who lost? What were your thoughts post-practice, other than the injuries, obviously?
Yeah. I think the offense had another day that looked like some progress. They ran the ball pretty well at times. It's really interesting because they're still totally mixing and matching on the offensive line. Juice Scruggs played center today for the first time in training camp. It was with the twos. It was with Jarrett Patterson next to him at right guard. So, and at times Ed Ingram was playing with the ones at guard. There's still a ton of shifting and moving going on with the offensive line. The mere fact that Juice Scruggs played center for the first time, whether it was the ones, twos, or threes, the fact that he's playing center for the first time tells me that they're not sold on either of the guys that are playing center yet, because Jake Andrews and Jarrett Patterson have had plenty of snaps to separate themselves. And now Juice Scruggs is in there today. So there's still a lot of mixing and matching on the offensive line going on. There was no Nick Chubb today. We know Joe Mixon is out. Damian Pierce did the walkthrough yesterday. He was in street clothes today. So they were running with, like, Daria Gumbawale was getting the like, not just third down back carries. He was getting first and 10 handoffs as the back, and actually had some nice runs. Like, the blocking was better today. I thought overall the offense had a decent day. I thought CJ had a pretty good day. I know there were people tracking his completion percentage online and things like that. He threw the ball pretty well today. He sailed the ball to Dalton Schultz in the end zone that I think he would normally make. Threw a beauty of a ball to Nico Collins in the end zone that Nico just dropped. That was weird.
Yeah.
But they started the day. It was all scrimmaging, so the whole thing was situational. The ones started the day with a nice field goal drive. They finished the day with a situational touchdown. They were down 5 with 20 seconds to go at about the 25-yard line, and CJ worked them down there and hit Nico Collins for a touchdown to end the practice. So I'm not going to say the offense like clearly won the day, but if we're grading on a curve, this was a good day for the offense.
And speaking of that, we've heard a good day for the offense, and we heard maybe the star and the guy who had the best day was Xavier Hutchinson.
Hutchinson, yeah.
He's somebody that we talked about earlier. It seems like a lot of times they're finding ways of, like, all right, is he going to make it? Like, what guys are better than him? And he seems to always turn it on at the perfect time. And it seems like up in West Virginia, he's had a pretty good week.
He had a great day today. I mean, he was definitely the star of the show. The same way Jaden Higgins was the star of the show on Tuesday in padded practice, where he just had three beautiful downfield contested catches. I mean, unbelievable. But Jaden Higgins, we know, is going to make the team. Xavier Hutchinson made a big statement today. He had two touchdowns. They weren't chintzy, chippy ones either. They were you know, 30-yard over the middle, getting it into the end zone. He had those two touchdowns and another big play down the field. So that's a battle. You know, that's there's no two ways about it. Barring injury, the math is going to catch up with that position. There's four guys that we know are going to make the team, and there's four other guys who are all having good camps who are vying for probably two more spots. Maybe another guy makes it as a return guy, kind of like they did with Steven Sims last year. But there's going to be an odd man out, at least one and probably two, and Hutchinson did his best to make sure today that he's not one of those guys.
Well, what do you think we see Saturday with the Texans, Sean, from a who plays, who doesn't play, how long will they play? What do you expect?
Well, I mean, obviously in the second half, we're going to see just a ton of the guys that are trying to make the practice squad and make the back end of the roster. I mean, the interesting thing, I think what you're asking about, obviously, Clint, is do we see the ones in this thing? I don't know. I don't need to see – there's certain guys I don't need to see. Like, defensively, I don't need to see Will Anderson. I don't need to see Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter until week one in Los Angeles, if we're being honest. Those guys, and Will especially, look completely dialed in. There's nothing that preseason snaps are going to do for those guys that they're not already doing to their own teammates or that joint practices can't do for them. I would like to see the first-string offense get a couple series only because they need it. You know, like we're still in the infancy stages of installing this offense, putting in an offensive line. There's not a single offensive lineman, except for maybe Titus Howard, that you can sit in this game just based on merit or tenure or anything like that. These guys all have to play. I mean, it's American Idol right now along the offensive line. I wouldn't mind seeing CJ get a couple series. And even if he doesn't cut it loose and throw the football, I would just like to see him get in there because just to handle the operation. You know, that's a big thing with him getting to the line of scrimmage, having that control, getting in and out of the huddle quickly. Even just 8 or 10 chances just to make sure that everybody's lined up with 20 seconds still left on the play clock would be beneficial to CJ, I think.